Hello, it's Caroline Thayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue with our news stories. The Deer Park Group in Old Catton continue their fight to preserve the area. With the coronation being talked about, one gentleman has found his special Bible, and a key role is revealed for the city at the ancient ceremony.
Campaigners who won a triumphant victory to save the deer park in Old Catton are staying together while they put in extra measures to ensure no developer can ever be a threat again. Old Catton Parish Council announced in March it had bought the green space from Devlin Developments. And now the action group that supported this purchase is making plans to ensure their oasis never comes under fire again. Kathy Branson, chair of the action group, said, "We genuinely couldn't believe it when we found out we saved the park. These things just don't happen. There are lots of times when people haven't been successful. It took a while to sink in and we are overjoyed. Since starting this, our Facebook page has had so much community engagement. We're just excited about what the future is now and how we can protect and enhance for younger generations." So with the fight seemingly won, why is the group planning to stay together? Kathy said, "When we looked at our constitution, it states we should stay working as a group until we are assured all the right guarantees are in place to protect the wildlife. The data on the wildlife has been collected by the community, so we had an obligation to go a little longer until we know the area is a protected wildlife haven. Next steps for the action group are to get the area assessed as a county wildlife site with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Kathy says if that happens, we are protected from the threat of developers in the future, but it also means that we will have access to grants to enhance the site. The action group plan to continue their work alongside the parish council to ensure the site remains the oasis for wildlife that it is."
With King Charles III's coronation just days away, one Norwich man has dug out an 86-year-old coronation collectible given to him for George VI's crowning in 1937. Richard Garman, 89, was given the coronation Bible with accompanying prayer book as a gift by his grandmother ahead of the big day when he was just 3 years old, and the royal relic has stayed with him ever since. The Bible has got a crown on the front and text which says, "George VI, 1937.
One of Norwich's most influential figures will be at the heart of the King's most private moments of the coronation. A famous quote written by Julian of Norwich, the author of the earliest surviving book in the English language, written by a woman 650 years ago, will be taking pride of place. "All shall be well and all manner of things shall be well," comes from Julian's book Revelations of Divine Love and has been embroidered at the bottom of a screen used to shelter Charles III during the ceremony's anointment. The anointing of the new monarch is one of the most sacred parts of the coronation service. It's when the Archbishop of Canterbury will cross the monarch's hand, breast and head in holy oil, and this time the king will be afforded more privacy during this process than any monarch before him. Charles will be shielded by decorated screens on three sides with instructions given to adorn them with homage to the Commonwealth. The middle panel contains a large tree with leaves made up of the names of Commonwealth nations, featuring Julian's famous excerpt. The book from 1373 detailed Julian's visions she had when she fell ill as a 30-year-old in a small cell attached to St Julian's Church between King Street and Rouen Road.
A bakery giant has hinted that it could be moving into a former bank on the outskirts of the city centre. Greggs, which has 8 shops dotted across the city, has submitted preliminary proposals for the former Lloyd's TSB bank next to the Heartsease roundabout. If Greggs gets permission and proceeds, it would bring new life to a site that has been closed since October 2022 on a busy roundabout that is in line for a £4.4 million revamp.